Your 24-hour sports entertainment radio station, Vision View Sports Radio.
This morning we get to speak to some of those who unfortunately we didn't get to speak to on the night. And one such is Kajol Naidu, the winner of the School Sports Athlete of the Year Award. Ladies and gentlemen, please help me welcome the young winner, Kajol. Hey Kajol, how are you doing?
I'm good, and you?
Fantastic, I'm good. Thank you so much for making time to talk to me, Kajol. I know you're super busy being a rock star.
It's okay.
Kajol, let's talk about your Friday night, right? I mean, I'm not sure what your other friends were doing on Friday nights. I suppose maybe sleepovers, maybe homework. I don't know how dedicated they are. But you were at the Gauteng Sports Awards.
Yes.
Yeah, and you were a winner at the Gauteng Sports Awards. Congratulations.
Thank you.
How does it feel to be a winner?
Well, it feels really nice. I feel proud of myself. And I feel happy because of all the hard work I've done last year and a little bit this year.
Yeah, of course. Tell us firstly, what sport do you play?
Well, I play chess.
Chess. That's interesting. What got you into chess, Kajol?
Well, actually, I found the chess board and I asked my dad what this game was, because at that time I was like 4 or 5 years old and I had no clue what that was. And then my dad started teaching me how to set it up. We raced how to set it up. And then that's just how I got into chess. I started playing tournaments. I got a coach because my dad always used to beat me and I wanted to beat him eventually. So that's how I just got into chess. And then from there onwards, I started playing more and more tournaments. Eventually, I got into a bigger tournament like Open, and then I just went on.
Yeah. How old were you, Kajol? This is such a fascinating story to me. How old were you when you beat your dad?
I think maybe it was 4.5.
Four and a half.
Yeah.
How did he feel? I don't suppose he felt great, did he, Kajol?
Well, he always used to say that he will never, ever let me win. And then the day I beat him, he said, "I let you win." So I was like, "No, you didn't." And it was really nice. It was really nice for me.
Yeah. No, listen, the truth is he didn't let you win, Kajol. You're just that good at chess at the moment. Have you watched The Queen's Gambit? I'm sure you have.
Yeah, I have.
You have. Because I'm hearing your story and I'm thinking Queen, obviously minus everything else that happened, just the chess side of things, finding the game, falling in love with it, and then ultimately becoming really good. That's your story. Where do you, I don't know if the word is rank. Is there a ranking system? Where are you at the moment in terms of where you stand with school sports and other chess players in your district or in South Africa as a whole?
Well, in under 12 in South Africa, I am number one.
Wow. That is really impressive. Number one? I've never been number one in anything. So you have to tell me how that feels, Kajol, because I've routinely and regularly come in lost. That's just how my life goes.
Well, I'm number one in under 12 girls, but I still feel very nice about that. I feel proud of myself, and I know I have worked hard to achieve it. I didn't just get it, and you can't just get it in chess. It's not like you can get lucky in some things, but I felt really happy when I knew that I was number one because I did work hard for it, so I think I did deserve it.
You're absolutely correct. You deserved everything that came to you, Kajol. Let's talk about the night on Friday. I mean, you're there. There's all these big names in sports, all these great female athletes. Did you see any athlete that you've seen on TV and were excited to see on the night? How was the award show for you?
Well, I didn't see anybody that I knew or that I saw on TV, but the actual night itself was very nice. But because of COVID, both parents weren't allowed, and that was a disappointment because my mom and dad didn't come. But because my dad is, well, the chess dad, and for me, then he came and served my mom. I would have liked my mom and my dad to come, but only one parent was allowed.
Of course. And I mean, your dad got you into the sports. I think he deserved to be there ultimately on the night. But I'm glad you had a good night. Did you do your hair? What were you the day before? Did you tell your friends you were going to look out for you? What were the conversations like with your friends at school?
Well, actually, we were on holiday. We've been on holiday for 1 week already, and this is our last week of holiday. So we haven't really seen all of our school friends there. But I did do my hair and my nails.
Oh, you did your hair and your nails?
Yeah.
What color did you do your nails?
I did my nails blue and red ombre with glitter.
That's your favorite color or colors?
Well, blue is my favorite color, and yeah, red is quite one of my favorites.
So you got a trophy for winning sports or school sports athlete of the year. Where did you put it when you got home?
I put it in my trophy shelf, which is in my study.
Oh, there's a trophy shelf, which I'm sure is almost full, yeah? Do you need a new one?
We have to make space if you want to put another one in, and this is a small one.
Maybe
I was actually just talking about that today.
You're just talking about that.
Yeah.
I know a good carpenter if you need one. So feel free to hit me up. I know someone who can put something together for you. Let's talk about what type of year you need to have, Kajol, as an under 12 athlete or chess player to win school sports athlete of the year. What did you achieve throughout the year to make you a nominee for this award and ultimately win it?
Well, I went to African Youth, which was in Namibia, and I came out first, and this was under 8 girls. So the award that I won last year, this year, was for last year.
Yes, of course.
So I did all of this stuff last year, and I also, last year I won Joburg School Sportswoman of the Year.
Yeah, doing it all at a young age. Where do you want to go with chess? Like, what do you see when you think about your future?
Well, I'm hoping I'll become a grandmaster, a woman grandmaster. And then I'm actually hoping I would also become one of the world champions.
Are there female grandmasters in South Africa, Kajol?
I think there's one, but I think he's like moved to Canada or something, but there was one. Yeah.
How quickly do you want to become a grandmaster in terms of like what age could you become a grandmaster?
Well, yeah. It may be until I'm 20 or 18, because a grandmaster, you still have to become a CM, then a FM, and then a grandmaster.
I see. Well, you're...
So it's going to be maybe when I'm 20 or 18 or somewhere over there, because I still have a long way to go. But while I'm in under 12, I'm hoping to get my CM title, because, well, woman CM, because I already have my conditional woman CM title.
You're well on your way, Kajol, to doing exceptional things in the world of chess. I just want to know, before I let you go, Kajol, I mean, it was a great last year for you. What are your short-term goals for this year? And also, how did you celebrate with your parents and your loved ones? Was there gifts involved, cakes, all that thing? Let us know what the celebrations were like.
Well, I'm hoping this year to play a lot more tournaments. I've already played about 200 games, and I'm hoping to play a lot more tournaments. And I'm also hoping to see if I can get that CM title this year while I'm in under 12. And I actually didn't get to celebrate on Friday, because right after that, the next day, I had to go to a tournament and I had to wake up early for that. So when I got home, had a bath and went straight to bed. But the next day we celebrated, we played some games, we went out to a restaurant.
Wow.
We had a lot. Fun.
That's focus. Focus and commitment. These are the things that are going to get you far. I don't suppose, Kajol, in my sporting career, this is the last time we're going to speak. I think we're going to speak in a couple of years from now when you're around 18 and 20, and we'll be celebrating the fact that you're a grandmaster and that you're doing amazing things on the international stage. Thank you so much for talking to us this morning, Kajol.
Okay, for sure. Thank you.
All right. Enjoy the rest of your day.
Okay.
Bye.
Cheers.
All right, that's Kajol Naidoo there on the phone line with us, who was the winner of the School Sports Athlete of the Year Award. And you heard,
this is Vision View Sports Radio.